All right, we're joined in the media center by Top Fuel Provisional number one qualifier, Leah Pruitt. Leah went to the number one spot with her run of 3.741 at 326.7 miles an hour. If it holds, first of the year, 13th in your career, certainly a great sign for you guys after some of the struggles you've had this year. How pleased were you with a run like that?
I was super stoked. We made two full pulls in a row, and for it to hold, so actually with the scoreboards being, you know, much farther past than our finish line, sometimes you can see what you run, and I wasn't able to see, but I knew that it was better than our 76 from before. But I think more than anything, I'm excited for Neil as a lead crew chief for a team. His first year doing that, and now it's our fourth race. For him to be in this spot, that's the confidence that is the building blocks of what's going to take this team to that next step. So tomorrow's a whole new day, and there's a ton of incredible competition. So, I mean, just enjoying this moment right now, enjoying the 3 points that come with it, using what we had today. That's the great thing, that tomorrow is very exactly like today, basically, condition-wise. So we'll be in lanes 2 and 3. Those seem to have absolutely no problem, and we can just keep picking away at it, and that's what we've been wanting and hoping for, is those opportunities. And it all kind of started from testing an Indy that we did last week, just to get more runs. So we're happy.
How impressed have you been with just kind of the resolve of your team, continue to push forward and battle through various things as a new team and everything, and just, you know, to be in this position now?
Impressed, yeah. I think would be the word, because, man, to not qualify in a race out of the gate, pretty much in a season, can be disheartening, I guess, on one hand. But the other one, man, the attitudes that these individuals have on this team about, you know, if you got it out of the way, you know, get it out of the way early in the season, and let's get it. Our teammate has won, and we're right on their heels. Like, I've never been around such positive minded individuals when it's been, you know, when you've had dark, long, incredibly insane hours and supply chain issues and chassis and then all the problems that we had, and then for them to continue with a positive mindset. So they've helped me. You know, I feel like I'm in a rut on my starting line, and here's the thing, I'm gonna get out of it. All great drivers do, and they're there right beside me and have my back of getting out of it. They've got supplied me with a car that I can drive, and it goes straight and it hooks and doesn't carry the wheels 300 feet. So for all of us, we're in a new atmosphere. Besides it just being Tony Stewart Racing, we have created an atmosphere that we enjoy racing in, and eventually we will succeed. And today is a very good start to showing that.
So, the team's had a good start with Matt Hagan, you know, doing as well as he did. Tony's been very verbal about saying he understood the situation of your team, new crew chief and Neil and all, but how bad did you want to get in there and put your own headlines together?
To be honest, Matt Hagan was the first one to point something out. Somebody had shown him a video of us on the starting line, like the reactions. I'm standing quite a ways away from Tony, and I see, you know, on the other side that they smoke, and Matt's get excited, and then you're never supposed to get excited until the actual one light comes on, right? Because anything can happen. And then finally one light came on, and I just jumped, and it never crossed my mind of who would be the first one to get a win for Tony Stewart Racing, like, because that's not our mentality. So Hagan goes, Leah, that was really cool to like see how genuine, you know, like happiness, and I know you probably wanted to get that first win. And I'm like, it is just about getting that first win. We are one team, all team, we say internally, externally, we live that. And yeah, I guess it would have been cool, but this is not like just mine and Tony Grace team. This is Matt, Tony, and Leah, and Neil, and Stretch, and everybody. So, I mean, the sooner the win came, the better, and the sooner our win comes, the better.
Yeah. Just personally for you as an athlete, you know, I know you're wanting to get the Vegas, but as an athlete, are you able to kind of keep that in your mind, like a DNQ, or do you able to just get that out of your mind and kind of move past it?
We were definitely able to move past that one pretty fast because of the situations that were surrounding it. It was the call out. We only got one run down the track. The rain just annihilated that entire weekend. So it's not like we had four attempts and we couldn't find ourselves. So that was there were other great teams that didn't qualify too. So like I said, we just get that one out of the way. And more than anything, I mean, from the athlete side is the mental preparation, and you know, what exactly are you looking at on the 4 wide? Your tree, their stage bolts, how long do you dedicate to each time span your groups? And you know, this last quad that we were in, the individual in lane three, what seemed like it was 7 years, probably about 7 seconds, but it seemed like 7 years for him to stage. And that's not a problem at all. You just have to be prepared for that and just be in that same mindset. That's what these runs are for, is to prepare for Sunday. And each curveball that gets thrown at you like that is just making you better for when it really counts.
Tell us about your sponsor for this weekend.
Sure, thank you. So Code3 Associates is a 501c3 where they go to disastered areas and rescue animals and bring them back to their owners. So they have trained staff, and then they're in conjunction with One Cure, which is veterinaries clinics across the country, and as well as research centers researching cancer in dogs and its correlation with humans and human cancer research. So, but Code 3 is for those individuals that are out there that deep dive into tornado stricken, hurricane stricken areas where the humans and we have been able to get out, but their loved ones and their pets are still there, and they rescue them just as they would rescue people and bring them back to safety.
How did you get involved with them?
They have been a partner with Tony and the Stuart Haas NASCAR teams for a number of years. And Nan is her name, and she's out here this weekend. And she's been to an NHRA race before, never four wide. She's having a great time. And it stemmed all from our love of animals. Tony's a huge animal lover. I am. She is. She has a lot of different enterprises within the rescuing animals and the health sphere. So it all kind of works together. Like, you never think you're racing for canines, but it's cool.
Good deal. Awesome. Thanks,
okay.
Leah.
Thanks, guys.